Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are everything to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm excited to have Julian Fadulian. He's an actor and writer hailing from New York City, receiving his BFA in music industry from James Madison University and MA in music business from Berklee College of Music. Julian has been featured on multiple national stages through the Walt Disney Company, NBC, and Netflix. In between acting, he continues to write across multiple mediums while advocating for reform, much needed reform, by the way, in the music industry and towards the AAPI community.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Julian. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing great. Thank you so much for having me on, Sorontos. It's an honor to be on your show.
No, man, it's an honor to have you on. The honor's all mine, buddy.
No, of course, of course. No. Mutual. We'll call it mutual.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your story. Where did it originate?
Yeah, me and my sister, we're very, very close. We're like basically twin songwriters, raised primarily to be academics. Our parents were first-gen immigrants, wanted their hopes and dreams secured. They wanted the best life for us. And we went ahead and got into songwriting as careers. So, I mean, that's basically the short gist of it, yeah.
So you basically completely pissed them off from what I gather, right?
I will say I was initially a bioengineering major.
Okay.
It was really – that conversation was a fun one.
I'm sure, man. Wow. Okay. You know, I hear what you're saying because I kind of grew up in a time when, and I say this multiple times, but okay, what's your real career? Like, you know, okay, you can be in a garage band for a week and then what are you going to be? And
right.
I think things are a little different, but maybe probably not, but it's great, man. I love it. I love what you're doing.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey, you've been on the grind for however long. This show's been going for a while now. So inspiration to everyone, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. So what is your superpower? What's your main instrument? What's your, you know, tell us a little bit about you, man.
Yeah, my career was super weird because I primarily act now, but I studied music industry, music business as a sort of middle ground compromise for me and the folks just to make sure that I knew what I was going about. You hear horror stories about songwriters, artists getting screwed over because they don't know that side of the business, like the darker side of the industry. So yeah, that was it. And my instrument was my voice. I was initially a pianist for like 15 years. Shifted. My school was super classical. I'm still doing a lot of reparative vocal therapy because styles switch so much. I'm an opera singer primarily by trade.
Are you really? Wow. That's
yeah, great. I shifted over to musical theater. My voice teacher and I right now are it's so funny that this album came about when it did, because I am just now finding my pop voice, like my voice outside of the stage. So it's so funny that this came about this way.
You know what, man? I think everyone has their own unique journey, and it's fascinating to hear other people's journeys, because at the end of the day, there's no right or wrong way to do this stuff, man.
Exactly. And that's, I'm a big proponent of that. Everyone has their own path. It's, you're forging your own way when you're getting into this business or any field where you're fighting for yourself and you're your own advocate. Everyone has their own path. Nothing traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about where you hope your path goes this year.
Well, the goal is, I used to joke with my buddies that, working in the arts is more inherently selfish than imposter syndrome, especially as an artist, if you're self-aware, is a huge deal. So like you look at your doctors, your lawyers, the folks who contribute something very, very concrete in that pyramid, and you wonder about what you're doing. And hopefully the project that I'm doing right now, this album, has some altruistic results. I want this album to be a voice for artists that look like me, artists that share my story. So with any luck, this album inspires young Asian artists everywhere to pull their bootstraps up and just go get it. If I can inspire one artist this year, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're so right, man. I was just reading some reviews from one of my songs that's coming out in November, and it's not a pop hit. It's a singer-songwriter, almost 8 minute song. It's right. depressing as hell. It's very personal.
Yeah.
It rated really well, but it's not. It doesn't fit the mold,
right?
You know, and like you said, if you can inspire one person who's like, "Wow, I really connected with this," and you know, it's essentially about killing yourself, about that dark moment when you're like, "That's it, I'm done."
Yeah.
And it just, the cool thing about social media, the internet, is we're not on a, I mean, maybe you are, but you know, if you're not on a label, you can do whatever you want. And some songs are not going to appeal to everybody. And you can take these huge hits and go to YouTube and you'll see so many like thumbs down and so many negative comments about super awesome songs.
Yeah. It's the sad thing is that, like, well, accessibility is such a superpower now that everyone has, right? Everyone who has at least some basic form of funds can have GarageBand up. They can have a basic mic setup. They can get their stuff done. But that accessibility goes the other way too. So even if it's not the labels that are pushing you down with their policy, it is fitting out of some sort of societal mold in your art that can hold artists back or would-be artists back. I know, like, before this album, it's been, I think, 7 years since I truly wrote for myself because of that exact reason. So kudos to you, man. Like, that 8 minute song, like, being brutally honest with, that's what art is supposed to be. So
yeah,
hats off.
And I remember hearing about Sam Smith, who was like, you know, people were in this pigeonholing him, and he's like, I just released things are, and yeah, you look at his first two hits, great songs, great hits, and they were not your typical story. You know, you're not, not your typical pop hit.
Right. Yeah. I feel with someone like Sam Smith, with artists that are pushing the genre. Oh, like one of the examples that I always point out to is Tyler, the Creator. He turned the music industry on its head when he dropped his first few singles. But now that he's able to, he has that clout, he has that thing, he can be more creative. And it sucks you have to break through in some weird way to live authentically.
Yeah.
So kudos to Sam Smith, like the artists that are really breaking these molds, because that's what this music industry was craving for I think like a decade and a half. So yeah, I think we're in a really great spot with music now where we can push things like this, like you were, like an 8 minute song that's just going to be a griever. You know, so
yeah, I agree with you, man. So you clearly have some live show experience. How do you handle mistakes during a performance?
You know what? I I think you'll get a lot of answers from live show performers like this. You kind of don't. There's no way to deal with it, man. Like you, are you a Ted Lasso fan?
Oh, I love Ted Lasso.
Literally, I just got into this show. My friend, my future children, like anyone that I teach from now on, I want them to use him as an example. Well, that quote, you want to know why goldfish are happy? Their short-term memory, be a goldfish.
Yeah.
That's how you deal with it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've been doing this a decade, and I was so nervous and so whatever, and then you do it. And then really, the more prepared you are, the better you get vocally, melodies, just the better the more you practice, the better you get. You get to a point where now, I used to be embarrassed singing in front of anybody. Now I'm like running. When I get done running, I just sing. I don't care who's next to me. You know, it doesn't matter, and you got to be comfortable with yourself. That's really what I think it comes down to.
Truly. I had a very transformative professor in college. Instead of being pressured by the idea of a performance of a light or something like that, she changed my life. Instead of seeing a performance as an exam, as a test, it is a celebration of the blood, sweat, and tears that you have put into your work. Celebrate yourself.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And that's the magic of a live show too, right?
It
Mistakes will
is.
happen. It is what it
Exactly.
is. Yeah. And most people, I've realized, have no clue. They have no clue that you were, maybe they could tell if you're an octave off, but if you're a half step here or there, or you the rhythm
Yeah.
isn't quite the same. And that's part of, you don't want to replicate your exact radio version. You want to have fun with it and change it up anyway. So,
Oh yeah. I like the we are our own harshest critics. No one will ever be as tough on us as we are on ourselves. And
that's
so,
very true.
you know, the inner monologue needs to be not beaten, but made peace with. And that's a long journey for a lot of people. It's a simple one, but it's a tough one to
I'm
make.
still on that journey, brother. I mean,
Exactly.
it takes forever.
Yeah.
So tell us about this song we're going to hear here in a minute. What do you want us to take from it?
This album was very, very unique. And I, as a songwriter, it's so funny that you mentioned this imposter syndrome, this negative self-talk and the pressure of performance, because that's what I'm tackling here. I was only ancillarily a songwriter on most of these tracks, except the one that I contributed directly. I basically came to a bunch of API artists that I respect that have turned in great work. But I noticed a lack of investment in the talent of a lot of AAPI artists in this market. So I asked them what their reason for creating their art was, what their story was, and why they thought it couldn't be told. So this is a song actually primarily written by Catherine Ho from she sang the famous cover of Yellow by Coldplay from Crazy Rich Asians, the
Sure.
movie. And talk about imposter syndrome. She and I had a consultation. I said, hey, I want to give you the wherewithal to write this project. I want you to follow your own genre, do your own thing. I do not care. I want you to talk about your story, what makes you you. And she asked me if she deserved to be on this project.
Wow.
So I contributed the theme. Meanwhile, she lives and tortures herself with this talk of the amazing things that people around her are doing while she's getting her master's in public health and touring. And she wonders. So I wanted to create an avenue for her, the other artists on this album. So my writer credit is only ancillary. I think that she exemplifies the album best. And I'm honored to share her song today.
It's awesome, man. All right, let's check it
Yeah,
out. Here we
for sure.
go.
Universe, it gave me
Thank you so much for sharing that, man. That was a really cool vibey song.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I still listen to that song from day to day. I honestly, my maybe my own negative self-talk, I listen to it more than my own track. It makes me weep. It really does.
So tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. How do you figure out a song?
So you asked me at the beginning, you asked me before what my superpower was, and I talked about my voice, being a pianist, and I think music theory is my superpower. That's what I teach also. Even when I teach instruments, everything is based off of this language and this literacy. This is me getting in my math brain, but I basically come up with some if it like bolt of inspiration of just a melodic line. If I just think of a bum 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 bum, and then I write some sort of vibe to it. If it feels funky, you write some sort of funky little thing. It's either that or you come up with like a little two-line thing and then you build from there. It's always just a little nugget. That is how it starts for me.
Yeah, it's cool, like a motif,
Yeah.
man. You get a motif
I
and
love, yeah. Leitmotifs are huge because that's what makes a song bumpable. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So some people either say this is the end all be all or it doesn't matter. What is your feeling about the importance of connections that you make and how you utilize them?
There was a time where I was of the mind that networking was a way, was a means to success, right? You talk your way up, you claw your way up. But now we, the only things that set us apart from wild animals, Sorantos, is are the only things that set us apart from wild animals are the connections we make. The connections are the end all be all. Because people can sniff authenticity or inauthenticity a mile away. If you're not being genuine about the hands that you shake, the eyes that you meet, the words that you speak and hear, the connection isn't really a connection at that point. And people can tell, especially in this industry. We're basically salespeople for our own hearts. And if our own hearts aren't, we're not being truthful to ourselves, that can be sniffed out. The connections are the end all be all.
Yeah, that's very well put, man. That
Thank you.
sounds like you should write a song out of that.
It is a beautiful thing. Hey, you get the songwriter credit too, my man.
Yeah, no, let's do it, man. That's just a cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
you're right. People can sniff it out, and it's just not worth it. If you have to
Not worth
put
it.
on this face and pretend you're somebody you're
Yes.
not, and a lot of people, sadly, it's not just the entertainment business. How many people are going through their miserable lives
Everywhere.
just stuck on social media or just pretending to be something they're not or that they don't want to be.
Yeah.
And they're just, I feel sorry for them. I really do.
Yeah, it's paralyzing. Especially as songwriters, we go through this ourselves. You're always comparing yourself, and it's so easy to get paralyzed by that. And the key is to actively nurture the relationships, the connections, the people that you give a shit about. Apologies for the French, but yeah, it's all about the connection. That's all that, matters.
Do you find it hard to have people take you seriously in this line of work?
Yeah, man. Yes. Oh, that's the whole thing. One of the things, so this actually started off as an academic project. This was my thesis project. It started off as a paper because I remembered seeing an interview. This Bruno Mars, the reason why he stayed as a producer for 10 years, he was famous in producer circles for like a decade before a billionaire came out, because studios were only willing to market him as a Latin music artist.
Yeah.
I remembered growing up. Are you a basketball person, Sorantos? Okay, so yeah, go Bulls, Derrick Rose, pour one out. But like I remembered loving playing basketball. That was a part of me. Like I loved that. But I would try out for the team. I'd like play for a bit, and then my friends that didn't even play basketball, they told me to stop posing, stop pretending I'm being something that I'm not. So I pretended that I didn't like basketball anymore for a while. I stopped wearing the jerseys. I stopped hooping because I didn't look like a basketball player. I don't look like an R&B songwriter, but I am. Like there, that it's so even under the guise of friendship, these interviews of Asian artists that aren't invested in because they don't sound what they look like, quote unquote, is disgusting to me. So it is very easy to be not taken seriously in this industry, and it's not as obvious as some would think.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the one thing I like about music nowadays is I'm obviously not an 18-year-old, and I love how it doesn't matter. People like the message, the song, the lyrics, the way you sing it. It doesn't matter. One of the coolest things I saw in my entire life was like this 80-plus-year-old guy win his first Grammy a couple years ago. He'd been doing it for 50, 40, forever, and I saw him shed a tear, and I was like, you know what? That's the coolest thing in the world, man.
That's
Keep
awesome.
going, and who cares? Who cares?
If you're living authentically, screw it all. F it,
Yeah.
we ball. Do it. Live your life.
So tell us about your website. Where can people buy, stream your stuff, support you?
Yeah, man. All my socials at Juju Fadoodoo. It's an obnoxious JujuFadoodoo. You can stream the Shoes Off Project, purchase it on Amazon, any streaming platform that exists, as long as my distributors hold strong. Shout out to Horace. I'm also releasing every track from the album is also released as its own single under each artist's name, all streaming platforms. And if you really want to birth a whole new wave of AAPI artists, stream the project, and I guarantee that you won't be disappointed.
Awesome, man. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much, my man. Thank you, Soranto. Shout out to you.
You're welcome, man. And thank you to all the listeners who spent a little bit of your time with the two of us. We thank you for your listening. We hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every single Tuesday evening to hear other awesome artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. We love you guys.
Life's an open road. Every day a new adventure. Opportunity behind every door. But you always want more. You swallow your doubt, can't get out of bed. Never satisfied, your tears just can't be denied. I just really, really hate it when you're struggling. I just really. Really hate it when you're struggling. to believe in. And all we can do is tell you to fight it and help you get the shit right in. I hope you know we're never leaving. We'll always give you something, something to believe.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.